There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Every night of their life, that's all they do is debate. They debate all over the place and nothing happens. So I'm sort of the opposite. So I have no idea. You know, I am who I am. I'll show up. I look forward to it. And that's all I can do. I have no idea how I'll do. Maybe I'll do terribly. Maybe I'll do great.
You gotta love that brutal Trump honesty. He doesn't know, but he's going to be there. Yep, Donald Trump and the rest of the gang, nine others, we'll debate next week, the first of several Republican debates. Here's the question. Who's going to shine the brightest? Will it be the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, Ted Filibuster Me Cruz, the senator from Texas, or perhaps somebody else in the mix that makes the stage? That's why those polls were important, because the 10 that poll the best get into this first debate, meaning there's an also-ran debate, but the 10 in the first debate is important because I think it's going to be huge ratings. Bottom line is Donald Trump will be there, and he won't be alone. There's lots of issues to slice and dice, and who's going to come out on top? I'll tell you what, I think Donald Trump may surprise a few people. It's going to go one or the other. He's either going to completely, miserably bomb, or his one-liners will go a little bit deeper. And he is tough to interrupt. I think he gets that part of the whole debate thing. But Ted Cruz is a master at that. Who knows how he comes off? Does Ben Carson make it on the stage? Will he be a good debater? What about Chris Christie? What about Scott Walker? It's going to be interesting, and I think it's going to be much bigger than the last time we trotted out a bunch of Republicans on a bigger stage, because there were so many. When we were talking about the first time when Obama ran in 2008, I think this is going to be that much bigger. Certainly, it's that much more interesting in a... And Donald Trump knows how to schmooze. He's offering kids rides in his private chopper at the Iowa State Fair. I'm not going to charge you nothing. Just go over there and get on my helicopter. My pilot will take you up. Can you imagine the kids getting in line? Please, please let me ride. Please let me get a ride on the chopper. Please. So the latest poll shocker is the doubling up on Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush has to be sick of hearing that, right? But the lead is there in the Reuters poll. We talked about it already. 25% in the latest poll, for whatever that's worth. Trump is in Scotland, where his Turnberry Resort is hosting the Women's British Open Golf Tournament. So he flew to Scotland on his 757, and then he comes back over the weekend. But all the polls putting him ahead of Jeb Bush and ahead of just about everybody else in the pack, doubling up most of them. And who knows when it comes down to it after. I think the poll after the debate, any of the polls, will be interesting to see where that goes. Here's the big question of the hour. The last, I think it's going to continue for the next couple weeks. The U.S. is investigating the death of Cecil the Lion that people are heartbroken over, that was slaughtered by an American, a dentist out of Minnesota. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is looking into it. The Zimbabwe folks want Palmer, Dr. Palmer, who says he shut down his dentistry practice. They want him to be extradited for killing the lion, saying that it was a protected species. It was on protected grounds and was lured away, and then he shot him with a bow and arrow. So they're looking into it. He has a history of stepping out of bounds, but there is an incredible amount of traffic, they say, in the neighborhood of Walter Palmer, where he lives in Eden Prairie. The police are monitoring the neighborhood because they're worried about the other people that live there. They're worried someone's going to try to kill him if they can find him. The two guys who helped Palmer in his lion hunt have already been in court. What they're saying in Zimbabwe is that they tied a dead animal to their car as bait to lure the lion out of a national park. If convicted, check this out, they would get 15 years in prison each. Palmer not charged. Protesters are calling for him to be extradited, like I said, to face poaching charges. Do you think that's a possibility? Will the United States extradite Palmer? They're worried about vandals. They're worried about what's happening in the neighborhood. And then it becomes a question of will he be extradited because of what happened with this lion. Boy, he picked the wrong lion to shoot with his bow and arrow, that's for sure. Especially with the details of how they lured the lion away when clearly this beloved creature was in a protected area. That is not fair game. There are plenty of big game hunts that you can go on, but this was not fair and square. It's pretty black and white, I think. What happens to the two Zimbabweans will be interesting, but what happens to the dentist, the former dentist, what happens to him as well? Because we live in a Sioux Nation, meaning Sioux Happy Nation, by the way, don't misconstrue that, I'm going to throw this out at the top. I read about this story today. There is a lawsuit, an airline passenger is suing somebody who was on a plane, is suing the airline for a back injury they say was caused by sitting next to an obese man. You know, this whole thing with weight and the airlines has been brewing for a while. If you remember Kevin Smith, the director of Clerks, they made him pay for two seats. They didn't know who he was. He tweeted it out, and that became a big story. It used to be so you had a few people where they would get the double belt or whatever because it wasn't enough to go around them. Now there has been some conversation about weight restrictions and when you have to buy another seat. But this guy said, listen, I have back pain because I was forced to sit next to somebody for too long of a period. It was a flight from Sydney to Dubai, and it was just too long. This person was grossly overweight, not chubby, grossly overweight. And he was spilling into my seat, period, coughing, fluid coming from his mouth. Ugh, the description of what he's saying. And he asked if he could move seats, but they said they couldn't. They said he couldn't. He just complained to the crew. I think he really has a lawsuit here. I mean, they're even talking about a tax, that if someone is really, really big, that they're going to have a what they're calling a fat tax. Ugh. How would you decide that? I mean, what?
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
I'm gonna build you a house.
I'm there with two good hands and a ton of men. I'm on a mission. I've got a vision. I'm planning for missions. I'm ready for the breakthrough.
To America Tonight, back to America Tonight. You know, we talk about bucket lists all the time. It's interesting. I just was at the Jersey Shore, and there was a huge conversation among the adults on the beach about things they hadn't done, and they were talking about college money, and they were talking about, well, you know, I'm going to go to Italy for a month, or how can we afford to go to Italy for a month, but then what about this? And it was interesting because you could feel the change in the winds when it went the direction of what's going on with everybody's money. It's like I said the other night, my brother says it's always about the money. And if it's always about the money, there's got to be a better way to plan. It's a perfect time to have wealth advisor Irvin Schorsch on with us from Pennsylvania Capital Management. And we've talked to Irv before about, you know, money and how do we prepare for future versus what we're doing day to day. And I love this thing with the bucket list and the pressure about coming up with what's happening on your bucket list and comparing it with what's happening financially in your world. Irv, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Okay, I'm delighted to be here and to weigh in for your listeners on strategies to help them succeed in life.
Yeah, what is it about, and even I've just heard commercials in this thing I do for NBC where they talk about, you know, save the money, save the pig, and they're talking about money and what you're saving. Is it sort of either or? Do you have people that carelessly, I'll say, just kind of blow all the money thinking, I got to do my list, and then they walk into offices like yours and say, oh my gosh, I only have X amount of years to plan? Do you find that there's sort of one side of the pendulum to the other?
There are all different alternatives in between, from those that are very careful and scrupulous about saving to those that have blown it so long they finally get aggravated when they're getting nowhere in their life. I think that's the more typical scenario. A prospective client will come in and say, what do? I just can't seem to get ahead.
Yeah.
And then we take them through a rigorous process, starting with making up that bucket list, not their wish list, because wishes seldom come true. But if you have a very specific list that you want to accomplish, and you meet with a professional wealth advisor, and you sit down and say, all right, how are we going to do this? Then you can carve out a piece of that regular paycheck and set it aside to grow and be available when you want to knock items off your bucket list and really enjoy them.
Yeah, so that's good. Hope is not a strategy. It's what you have to do is prioritize, right?
That's exactly right. Hope is definitely not a strategy. As far as working within family means, it really does take work. It does take diligence. It does take strategies such as dollar cost averaging, meaning where you're putting a little bit of your paycheck aside each week or several times a month early on in life so that it can grow and be meaningful when you need it.
Yeah, so the bucket list is really, you really can have the bucket list. There's just a responsible way to do it where you plan it out. And if you plan it out, then you don't have to freak out, I guess, is the main thing, right?
That's exactly right. Planning it out and also sharing it with your partner goes a long way because you help each other say, you know, let's not forget what's the finish line look like here. We want to get to that wine tour in Napa, or we want to go see the Eiffel Tower, or we want to go on that photographic tour throughout Africa. And you begin to get excited about it, and you help each other to take the right strategies. For example, one of the active ones we're encouraging our middle life clients to consider is funding Roth IRAs where the money grows tax-free until you want to use it for your bucket list. And then you can take it out at will without any taxes.
Yeah, that's a great strategy. Because people, I think sometimes there's confusion about traditional IRAs and Roths. And as you said, Roths, once you put it in, boom, then you don't have to worry about the taxes. Because then that people assume they have more. Is that, do you think that happens? They assume they have more than they do when they retire because of the confusion.
There is plenty of confusion regarding that, and obviously they should talk to their favorite wealth advisor, or they can go on to IRS.gov and read the rules themselves.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I like what you said about the including the partner, including the person in your life. Why is it that we are not good? There's all kinds of things attached to money, but why is it that we're not good at sharing with our partner necessarily the what's coming in, what's going out, how much you spent on 15 lattes during the week or whatever? Is it just because we don't want to discuss it, or what is the deal with impulse spending?
I think it's more of a guilty pleasure syndrome that one partner feels that they deserve, you know, those lattes, and the other partner feels more frugal and wants to be saving for the bucket list items. And the truth is that if you really do waste a lot of the money and you don't confide in your partner, the money won't be there when you're ready to do your bucket list items. And we're encouraging our clients and obviously your listeners as well to think very thoughtfully about what are those bucket list items and to plan ones early on. I mean, you don't have to wait till you're 60 or 70 to enjoy the bucket list items. Why not enjoy some in your 30s? Why not do more trips down the shore? Or some of the seniors that are enjoying elder hostels where you go to a Harvard up in Cambridge or you go to a Stanford or you go to a major college, stay in the dorms, which is much less expensive, hear some wonderful educational lecturers, and savor the experience of being, you know, being in the local town and interacting with lots of others who are enjoying their lives as well at a very reduced price.
Yeah, oh, I love that suggestion. How fun would it be to do that? I didn't even know you could do that. That's great.
Elder hostels, they're really wonderful. And also with new techniques like Airbnb to find inexpensive lodging and using your frequent flyer points to get ahead on your bucket list with the cost of the flights, there are some wonderful techniques you can use with your smartphone to keep the cost low and enjoy those bucket list items early in life.
Yeah, totally makes sense to me. Irvin Schorsch, it's always fun to talk to you. Some great advice. The key thing is not to be afraid, right? Not to be afraid of your money. I think people attach strange things to money, and that's also part of the problem.
Look at it good and hard. And, Kate, it was a delight to be with you today. If any of your listeners want to read hard-hitting articles, they can look at my blog, irvinschorsch.com, or at our website, pcmadvisors.com. for further ideas to help themselves anytime.
All right, Irv, thanks so much. You have a great day. We appreciate it.
Happy to help anytime.
All right, so again, you heard what Irv had to say. You know, it's interesting because we talk about this so much. It's like when we talk with our pal, who I love, Stephen Kelly, and we talk about the attachments to money. You know, what in your head, that's what you have to do. In your head, what is on your bucket list? Is it a wine tour? He mentioned that, a wine tour in Napa. Is it going around Europe? Is it going to, you know, five different places you haven't seen in Europe or you want to see? Is it a safari in Africa? That seems to be on a lot of people's list, you know, whatever it is. There's no reason you can't do it, but it's that planning thing. It's that planning thing. I remember when I was a kid, my mom and I thought this was just the greatest thing, and it's just a bank ploy, I suppose, in a way, although it worked. We had these Christmas club things. Anybody remember the Christmas club deal? And what was great about that is she was trying to teach me about saving money. What was great about that is that we had the Christmas club, and we'd go in every week, or I think it was every week we'd go in. And so you kept seeing that money add up, and then voila, then of course it was there when you needed it because you weren't spending it. And I think that's part of it too. It's just so easy when you don't have a system, and I'm guilty of this myself in so many areas, when you don't have a system for putting things where you want to put them, prioritizing it, and just a little bit of thought into it would make such a huge difference, because really there are ways to go and indulge, and where you don't feel overwhelmed, you know, where you don't feel like, oh, how can I do this? I'm juggling all these jobs, and how can I possibly make this happen? He gave some great suggestions, especially, too, even on the miles. I think people have kind of thrown that out, but the miles and the cheaper ways to do things that are still really, really super awesome. So it's fun to have him on because that's, I mean, it gets your brain working and thinking about some of that stuff that you can absolutely do. All right, stick with us. Much more coming your way as we hop over the fence on America Tonight.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I believe, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he's out there. He's alive. I know that he would have done everything he can, whether it had been grabbing all the life vests, tying them together. He got a cooler. That cooler has water in it. There's a seat, supposedly, that's missing. He would have thought of it.
All right, that's the stepfather of one of the two boys, the 14-year-olds, who have been missing for now over a week since they went fishing. And the Coast Guard and anybody who can has been a part, the Navy, has been a part of this search for the boys. Their capsized boat was found, but no sign of them yet. Still holding out that hope that that's why one of the vests was missing, that maybe they're floating somewhere. Hopefully there is a awesome resolution to this story, a conclusion to the story. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know what that's like when it comes to water and the dangers of water. My family would go, they'd save their pennies. My great-grandmother started the tradition, and they would go to the Jersey Shore, and they went to a place called Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, and they could rent this big house that also had an apartment kind of on the side, and the different families would come in and out. And I had a cousin who was the same age as me, and I was five, maybe just shy of five at the time, and we were there at the same time, but they had put me to bed, and I stayed asleep. He crawled down the steps when people were involved, 20 or so people were involved in a card game, went out the back door, and this was on a bay, fell over and died. I mean, fell over, boom, he's gone. They wake up, they're in a panic looking around for him, and it was raining, and he had fallen off the dock. Just a kid, didn't know, wanted to be by the water. It was late at night, boom, fell over. And his body they didn't find for 2 days, and it was had gone, he had floated all the way to the beach through the Bay Area and all of that. It was just a terrible tragedy in my family. So the whole thing with boating and being around the water overemphasized to all of us was caution, and everybody had to wear life vests and get swim lessons and all of that. And apparently these two boys really had, you know, really had the knowledge of the water, according to their families, had boat safety, had safety equipment on board, all that kind of stuff. And you just wonder, well, with cell phones, of course, you're out in the water, with other ways of notifying, you know, what really has happened there. So that story has captivated our attention, we feel, for the families. And then the lion story of this dentist, this big game hunter, the more the details come out, the more furious people in this country become. And there's even a push to extradite him back to Zimbabwe. So the question to all of you is, fair or foul? Do we boot him back to Zimbabwe and they put him, or sentence him, put him on trial, basically, for killing this lion that they apparently now, with more details, they lured out with the body of another animal. They lured the lion out of the safe zone, then shot him with a bow and arrow. That obviously is violating the rules. Grim is listening to us. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm kind of sad to hear about your cousin.
Depressing.
You have my deepest, you know, you have my deepest heart thoughts for you.
Thanks.
You know, I did call about this lion thing, and not really to talk about a dentist, but the dentist that did this. I mean, he's basically an attorney that's been disbarred now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
not
he's
too many
done.
People. Yeah, his practice is over with. There's not too many people, but more of a solution, you know, is what I was thinking about. Because you're a gun advocate, and I'm one, and most of the callers, you know, your audience is, and
sure,
and most of us are hunters and whatnot. But you know, you got your good and your bad in anything, and just take for instance the most oldest conservative gun group that protects animals, Ducks Unlimited, and just by the virtue of their name, they created habitats, tagging and tracking, and saved several species, and they've been around for a long time, and they're hunters because they want an unlimited number of ducks throughout the generations to be able to hunt. And we could do the same thing with these other species. I mean, $50,000 just so he could lay a lion's head with his hide down on the floor. You know, why not do this? Leave the species alone if it's going to cost you that much. I mean, there's leopards and tigers and lions, and there's several species that are close to extinction or on the mm-hmm. list that you don't need to hunt. And as good hunters, just don't go hunting them.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of good conservatives that don't. I mean, you can still go to Africa and hunt, because I'm sure there's plenty of elk or antelopes. And, you know, there's plenty of species to be able to hunt. So, you know, that don't keep you from hunting. Now,
no.
I know that don't satisfy the animal right group, because they think even an amoeba's, you know, has feelings, and when you step on them, you kill them. But, you know, I'm just trying to be more practical about it. As hunters, you know, be the good conservative hunter. And,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Just, you know, even if they want to offer the hunt, don't go hunt it. That's all you have to do.
Yep.
Now,
absolutely.
This guy here, you know, I ain't trying to hurt his feelings or anything, but, you know, he wrote his own ticket. And like I said, I doubt seriously if anybody's going to go to his office.
that's why he had to shut down the practice, supposedly, because, one, they were worried somebody was going to go and take a shot at him. And coming through the neighborhood, the fury over this has been huge. And it just was a stupid thing to do, because there's other prey to hunt. He could have done it without putting himself in situation, and then doing that to the lion. I mean, come on.
Well, he paid $50,000 explicitly for this particular hunt. So that just tells me, you know, see, I ain't trying to, I didn't call to try to, you know, badmouth him or any, I'm trying to forget him and just say, hey, God's creatures, these are majestic animals, come on, let's give them a break. If you're going to shoot them, shoot them with a camera.
I agree.
Because there's still plenty to hunt. I mean, I've got hunters around me that, as a matter of fact, I took some pictures of a doe on my place this morning. But I got plenty of hunters that shoot deer here, and all they do is strip the tenders and the, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah.
I don't believe in that, and I don't hunt because as long as I can go to, this is my motto, I don't hunt and kill an animal as long as I can still go to the grocery store and buy it because of the labor involved in trying to clean the whole deer or whatever I shoot to put away. It's work.
Right. It is a lot of work. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you bring up some great valid points. There's no question about it.
Well, that's all we have to do. Just, be more considerate of, God's creatures.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just a good steward. That's all you got to be.
Exactly. A good steward. I love the way you said that, Grim. Just, you're absolutely right. You nailed it. There's no question about it. And that's the problem with this guy. I mean, that's ultimately what everybody has the problem with. How about Dan in Texas? Hello, Dan.
Hello, this is me, your bloodthirsty, murderous, no good, hardcore, knuckle-dragging Republican. I got you all where I want you now.
Oh, you're hilarious.
Okay, look, in Tanzania, they had a situation where the people said, you allow people to hunt lions here? They said, yes, we allow them to cull the lions. And the reason we do that is because it brings in tourists, and we produce more lions, and we produce more people to come and see our beautiful country, la, 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 la. Same thing with the once Rhodesia, which is now Zimbabwe, run by that murderous, no good kind of
yes.
Robert Mugabe, who should be taken out and, shall we say, sent to prison. I don't want to kill him. I don't want to kill anybody. Okay, guys? All right. Now, but I see all these people having their bleeding hearts and their little teddy bears and their little lions all out on these little things to show that they care. But at the same time, Murder Incorporated, a.k.a. Planned Parenthood, will cut up little pieces of a baby that has been taken out of the womb. Some of them even still alive, birth, and then put to death. And they are given free reign and financed by the taxpayers of the United States of America. Now listen to me. God's going to get you for this. There is a day when things are going to be called to come up. It's called the Day of Atonement, and you're all going to face it. You better get right with the Lord and with the situation that you're doing, because it's you that has to pay, not me. I know I've had my sins. I know I've had my faults. I'm not a perfect person. I'm a hunter. I believe in hunter's rights, but I don't kill anything unless I need it to eat, and I haven't killed anything in years because I haven't been hungry in years because I know how to take care of myself. I even know how to boil popcorn.
Yeah, we found that out the other night.
Look,
which was the best dumb thing ever. I love it.
we got our beloved president. I say beloved because he is. He was elected, so we must respect that. Out trying to sell us this bill of goods on Iran. Well, if Iran is such a threat that if we don't do this deal, we may have to go to war with them, then we better get ourselves beefed up and quit trying to cut our military down to a skeleton force. We've got a lower force than we've had in 1917 on our Navy, and all of our armed forces are in decline. Now, boys and girls, we got to do something about this, and this upcoming election is the thing.
I agree with that.
Trump later.
I agree with that about Iran. The Iran situation is very troubling, even listening to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Hey, on the road again, go to kateontheroad.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
About this since I just got back from the Jersey Shore. I was in Ocean City, New Jersey with my family for a couple days, as you all know, when I went back east. And it's amazing to me the conversations we have about our looks and our bathing suits and not feeling comfortable. Dawn Zier knows all about that. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystem. Dawn, I'll tell you what, it's in a way the worst time of year for people who are self-conscious about their body and want to lose weight and have all those discussions about weight loss. Isn't it the summertime?
Oh, absolutely, Kate. And would you believe that one-third of all Americans have not put on a swimsuit in 5 years? It's crazy.
Oh.
People missing out on all the fun.
Oh, that's one-third of all Americans. That's crazy. Because they just... they just don't want to be seen in a bathing suit, right? So obviously.
Yeah, people are self-conscious. And, you know, we have so much stereotypes out there, so much pressure. I was watching TV this morning, and there was this blurb about mannequins and how we're trying to live up to what mannequins look like in stores. It's insane.
look like mannequins. Yeah, good luck with that, because that'd be pretty tough, I'd have to say that. So here's the thing. I mean, you know this. You, with all the research that you put into Nutrisystem and to what works and what people are really thinking, what do you, you know, you have a thing where you can start off boom and you can lose weight right away. Is that what keeps us on that track, if we can just get those first couple of pounds off and see some results?
I think that's extremely motivating. So with Nutrisystem Fast 5, a week from now you could be down 5 pounds, and then you start feeling good, yeah. And you want to keep going. And you know, 5 pounds, especially during the summer, makes a difference. And I find that people too often are like, or during the summer, oh, I have the barbecue on Saturday, I'll start after that, or I have the party Friday night, I'll wait till you know next week to start, and then boom, it's Labor Day, and you're 10 pounds up from where you were hoping to be.
Yeah, now that's a good thing that you hit on, the start later deal. How do you get people off the dime? I just saw Mel Robbins. I was in D.C. speaking about that. She did a YouTube thing and has become a pretty big speaker about the 5 seconds, that our brain, we have 5 seconds, boom, make that decision. And once you make the decision, you jump on board, then you're going to go in the right direction. But that 5 seconds is so key. So do you find that once people, boom, I'm in, I get the Fast 5, I'm ready to roll, then we're doing good because I feel like I've got something that can help me. Is that key in making that decision?
I think that is key, because people feel once they commit, or once they start getting the food to their house, they're committed, and they start thinking, they see the results and they think, I've got this. The other thing that really helps a lot is if you do it with a partner. It could be your best friend, it could be your spouse, it could be your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, but doing it with somebody makes it easier.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, we work out. A lot of times people work out in pairs, and that seems to work the best.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the same thing probably with weight loss. Now, with Nutrisystem, what's so great is that you have so many options, and you're always exploring that. What do you have now, like 150 menu options?
Yeah, we have over 150, and it's, you know, ready to go. It's frozen items, and it's nice because sometimes it's ready to go, especially in beach weather, is perfect, because you don't want to go back and cook something up. You can just bring some food with you to the beach and stay on track. That makes it really nice.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So we know that we start talking about bathing suit season and then making the decision and doing that. And then would Christmas time, or at the tail end of the year, would that be another time where you see spikes where people are thinking, wow, I have to do something now? Or beginning of the year?
Well, New Year resolutions, right? So I think between Thanksgiving and the holidays at the end of the year, people tend to go a little off course. So yes, you know, January is another big time for us. Also, interestingly enough, at the end of the summer, because when the kids go back to school, the moms begin to have a little more time for themselves, can get back to their routines that they had pre-summer vacation. And we find that's another big time that people start to commit. Another interesting thing with this bathing suit is, you know, when I first saw these results, I thought it was all women. But men are just as self-conscious as the ladies out there, which startled me. I was so surprised by that. I don't know why, but I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that, because I mentioned that I was in Ocean City, New Jersey, and a couple of the guys that we were on the beach with, they were fine. They were in pretty decent shape, but one of them was so-so, and he didn't want to get in the water. Wouldn't get in the water. Had one of those shirts that you pull on that make you look slimmer, you know, when you're supposed to keep you warm, but it's really about making you slimmer. And so they had a huge discussion about that. And with Nutrisystem too, there's a lot of men that do Nutrisystem. It's I think I mentioned to you, my cousin did it and lost 40 pounds. He looks great. So it is men and women
awesome.
On Nutrisystem, right?
Yeah, it's about,
I think so too.
We're
it's
one
not,
of the programs. A lot of men on our program.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dawn Zier, thanks so much as always for joining us, CEO of Nutrisystem. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. Take care.
All right, so in talking to Dawn, it's interesting what she said there, that you have men that are also just as self-conscious about women, about the whole bathing suit thing. Well, of course. I mean, if you have more than a beer belly in your shorts and you're in the water. I mean, that's the thing. That's the thing about the bathing suits. The bathing suits show everything. And that's why people are self-conscious, obviously, about bathing suits or swimsuit shyness, of course. And that's why that statistic, as she said, that's so shocking. A third of all Americans haven't put on a swimsuit in 5 years. I mean, if you're not going to go swimming, you're not going out. I get it, but I don't think it's about that. I think it's about the not wanting to put the suit on, or like she said, how crazy that people were comparing themselves to mannequins, and you know, you're never going to look like a mannequin, right? Man or woman or whatever. I don't care how many push-ups you do. I don't care what you're doing. You're not going to look like that mannequin in the store. There's just no way. And then it's like the thing of getting the catalogs. You get the catalogs, and of course, in the catalogs, the people in the catalog are wafer thin, and they're probably, you know, how old are they? Probably very, very young. That's the other thing in making the comparisons there. But I think it's interesting. I like having Dawn on because of the fact, I mean, she's the CEO of a company that's engineered and based on all of this statistical analysis, things that they've done. They do a lot of surveying of seeing where people's minds are at and what's working and what isn't working for them. And one of the things that she said is a typical thing and seems to be a theme probably for so many of us with really, we could apply it to anything, of the getting, as I said to her, getting off the dime, talking about whatever it is you're going to do and not, you know, not doing it, saying, well, we'll wait till, okay, we have the weekend, we'll wait till Monday. Then it's Monday, well, it didn't work out on Monday, so let's just push it for a week, or then let's just push it for another month. And that is a reoccurring deal with most people, and I'm sure, as she mentioned, you know, they find that as they do the analysis and survey people and look into, well, what is the epidemic? What are we seeing? What's happening there? So she certainly has been a passionate champion, as I was reading about her, for tackling the epidemic on all fronts, really, the obesity epidemic. And I guess, you know, if you think about it, that's the whole thing with Nutrisystem. It's the size. I remember my father saying that to me. It's about the calories in, calories out, and it is about the size. You see the portions. I won't even tell you when we went to Cheesecake Factory. I was like, wow, five of us could split what they did in one serving. Crazy. Anyway, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.